Hi everyone, and welcome to our webinar, Digital Signage Strategies for Success. I'm Bill.
And I'm Adam.
And we're thrilled to host this session today. Over the next 20 minutes or so, we're going to explore how digital signage can be a game changer for retail environments, driving customer engagement and boosting revenue.
Absolutely. So we're going to break today's session down into two main parts. First, we're going to look to cover some of the foundational insights on digital signage. So highlighting what many retailers have experienced so far, both the wins and the challenges. And then on the second part, we'll take a deeper dive into where we see digital signage heading next. So touching on new opportunities for data integration, advanced retail media strategies, and how really choosing the right partner can elevate your efforts in this space.
Absolutely. So over the last decade, we've actually had the pleasure of working with a number of leading retailers, helping them unlock those benefits of digital signage. And it's been everything, really. So everything from the eye-catching storefront displays that drive that initial footfall to second and third touch content that increases basket sizes. Digital signage has proven in our experience to really be capable of boosting your in-store performance.
Yeah, absolutely. But with any technology, success depends on getting it right and getting the basics right as well, the fundamentals. And it's an area that we've seen lots of retailers struggle with, especially those who've worked with suppliers that perhaps didn't provide a clear strategy or maybe lacked the right measurement frameworks. Or on the other hand, those who simply tried to take on the whole project in-house without the appropriate resources. And really, without first defining what success looks like in this space, many have found themselves slightly disappointed, if they're honest, and really kind of unable to realize the return on investment that they initially hoped for.
Yeah, no, absolutely right. Like everything else in life, it's really all in the planning. And I think the two biggest things to try and avoid are firstly, that lack of defined measurement strategy from the get-go, being aligned, avoiding sort of like missing out on the ROI sort of like problem, making it an opportunity, and making sure that it's fit for your business and your brand, so that everybody can get behind it. Also, the second point is overlooking the creative potential of digital signage. Digital signage really needs to be treated as a new dynamic media channel. It is certainly that, and it really needs to be invested in as that.
Yeah, that's a common error I think I've seen people fall into the trap of, where they have that investment into the signage, but they still treat it as that static avenue. It's the same content that they probably would have used on print anyway, so they're missing a piece there.
Certainly,
as a company, is where we kind of figured out the solution a while back, was to have that end-to-end approach. And it's where we believe the idea of selecting the right partner makes all the difference. And luckily for the partners that we work with, our retail customers, it's the same thing we're hearing from them. They seem to be after someone that can specialize in that end-to-end solution. So handling everything from the initial strategy to, you know, the implementation of the screens themselves, and then that ongoing support and future-proofing as well to really get the most out of an asset. And it's helpful whether you're just kind of early on in this journey and are just getting started, or if you've already made that first investment and are looking to scale up further. We believe that the collaborative approach that we take here helps to ensure just that digital signage works for you. And more importantly, it delivers real and measurable results.
Exactly right. So everything that we've talked about so far is kind of like the initial approach, kind of, you know, areas around preparation. But what's next? What's next for digital signage? Well, our retail partners have been seeing significant success by adopting a strategic approach. And often it consists of a couple of things. So first of all, it's test and learn, A and B testing. It's often involves also like a proof of concept, like a pilot, whether that be in a region or a country before wider deployment. It's certainly key. It allows all of the evaluation and insights from that pilot to be taken forward into the scalable deployment, so that all of the stakeholders can see it, touch it, have confidence in it, and optimize it in terms of hardware and content and everything else, and then scale from there. So, it's a really, really good approach. It works, and it provides the insight that that we all need. Retail has always been a very competitive space, of course, and very data driven as well. So our digital signage solutions have been transforming, they're maturing, and really they're transforming now these digital environments with the capability that they have.
Yeah, and I think that test and learn capacity that you mentioned at the start, I think that's one of the main benefits with digital signage as well. So not just the trial and error of where, you know, screens themselves are going to be placed within the store for different results, but then the ongoing testing of the actual content as well is an opportunity that a lot of retailers, I think, in the store environment never really kind of have that ability to, right, let's put some marketing content and let's get like immediate results back, and then we can quickly change, fail fast, as we like to call it. Gives people an edge on their competitors that might not have this digital avenue. But I mean, clearly, I think simplicity and scalability is everything. It's the most important. You've got to get the foundations right, like we mentioned earlier. I mean, for example, I've spoken with several companies that, you know, they've made this first step into using screens in their stores, but they were still relying on USBs, for example, as, you know, a method of delivering content. It didn't take long for them to realize it's not an effective and it's certainly not a scalable solution. And the conversations I'm having with them, you know, they're increasingly seeking more of a unified content solution instead. Something that can not only operate globally when suited, with the help and managed and supported by our specialist team when required, whether that's device monitoring or service desk integration, or advanced conditional scheduling, for example. But more importantly, still allows for regional or even store level teams to control that local content when needed. I think it's very important for a retailer to be able to be very agile and reactive, especially in today's fast-paced environment. And having this simple and scalable solution that allows for, you know, common setups, global reporting, and just generally streamlined operations as well.
Also, we see another key driver for retailer brands is their first-party data. The health of it, the quality of it, you know, condition of it is really everything to unlocking what they would like to do elsewhere in the business, elsewhere in the marketing campaigns. So it's really about unlocking and allowing scalability for their personalization strategies, their growth strategies, and the power of their owned channels. It's just a key driver, as I say. Our solutions actually integrate with CRM, and therefore the reward and loyalty programs that the retailers are running. It allows you to enhance your ability to capture data, profiling data, enriching that CRM all the while, and then deliver personalized, relevant content at the right time, at the right place, which is obviously key to driving that engagement, increasing the spend, retaining customers as well. It's certainly, people refer to it as like a value exchange, and it certainly is that. I think everybody's quite happy, really, to give that personal information, but only if it's a personalized customer experience that is rewarding that. Customers that I just don't think they'll hesitate really to unsubscribe if the experience that you're providing is not crafted, personalized, and relevant to them. So so we have to stand by that. We have to use it in the right way. Reward people providing that information with a really good, positive, relevant experience, and then that it obviously then allows your personalization and your growth strategies elsewhere in your marketing campaign to become a reality. So it's all about enriching that first party data. We can then optimize it in digital signage as well, but more widely, more broadly within your content and your media strategies. And I think that all then combines very nicely, very powerfully into the omni-channel performance that that you would hope for.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a lower tolerance, like you said, Bill, from customers for those irrelevant experiences. And I think, I mean, most retailers now, they're doing an awful lot of work to make their online marketing strategies very personalized, very relevant. But that bringing that kind of same strategy into store again is an area where I think a lot of people are looking to do better. So yeah, it's about taking digital signage, not just as an avenue to replace the same kind of marketing they were doing before, but how do you really leverage this new avenue and get the most out of it? And along with that first party data as well, it leads quite nicely into another area we're hearing a lot of traction for, is the rise of retail media networks and these third party advertising opportunities. So, you know, many retailers, they're looking to invest in signage, but they want to be able to now leverage this new asset as a revenue generating media channel effectively. But in order to do this, I mean, the advertisers who are looking for space, they first want to know that the demographic of your customers, of the retailer's customers, matches their own. Because, I mean, in the advertising space, this is what they're really buying. It's exposure, not just to any audience, but to the correct audience. And the more information you can provide, the more lucrative that is. So shopping insights and customer behaviors that a retailer can provide, such as, you know, location, day of week, even time of day, or other associated purchases as well, these are absolutely golden towards brands and helps to steer their creative approach as well. But in order to kind of collate and display this information properly, you require that first party data, like you mentioned, Bill. You also need advanced performance reporting to actually put all this into a metric that makes sense and is easier to make decisions on. You have the ability to A/B test. So again, like we mentioned earlier, you know, being able to react quickly to different content formats so you can make more informed decision. And then the capability just to attract these third party advertisers in the first place. There's a lot of people we're working with where it's an avenue they want to get into, but it's a whole new segment and they don't quite have exposure to certain brands. It's an area that we're helping them with. And our solutions, they help to provide this level of insight. And more importantly, the automation as well. You know, retailers, they don't want to be doing all the extra legwork. There's an awful lot going on already. They want information quickly and easily. And so we enable them to transform their digital signage networks into these new powerful revenue streams.
Exactly. All right. And to bring everything that we've said so far to like a meaningful reporting line, and what's next for digital signage in this area around kind of enhanced performance reporting and ROI analysis, there's an awful lot of work going on. So our Trust CMS already today provides conditional media serving, dynamically serving the right content at the right time, tailored by country, region, store type, device location, day of week, time of day, And even real-time weather conditions too. So it's a very capable system, and it's a lot of the performance actually comes from the conditional ad serving and scheduling within the system. But we're working on other things too. So to support our customers, we're also developing further advanced ROI capabilities and means of reporting around the performance of the digital signage, but combining it with other types of data, other types of reporting. So sales data, traffic, audience data, all combining that to allow better insights, to allow our customers to be better informed, and certainly to allow our customers to optimize the experience and content and strategy for future campaigns. So it's changing all the time. It's constantly been invested in, constantly been developed. And from these advanced kind of levels of reporting and profiling, we see kind of like a connected display ecosystem evolving. One that can talk to POS systems, your point of sale systems in store, interrogating that information, looking for attribution and trends. So we're investing in that to really future-proof the solution and your investment into it. So in high-level speak, I think a lot of the work that is being done at the moment will can boil down to understanding which particular content variants actually drive the sales, when they're effective, and when. And all of those insights can then be taken forward. We've spoken twice already about A and B testing. All of the insights that come then from this advanced level reporting will then allow you to optimize even further for future campaigns.
Yeah, I think this is an area when from all the people I've spoken to, it's an area that it's that missing piece in the puzzle at the moment. How to take it to the next level, how, like you said, but how can you actually start to understand, you know, what's working and what areas you need to improve on. Yeah. Some very exciting stuff going on in the background at the moment. And I think it proves, you know, just to reiterate the point that you know, there's some people that view digital signage as more of a static strategy, but it's certainly not. What was available 5 years ago is very different to now, and we're always looking at that one eye on the future, that ongoing development, really just to ensure your solution stays cutting edge, and as always, you're getting the most out of that investment. Because it's the same, you know, it matches retail trends are changing every year. You need solutions that can adapt to those new environments.
Absolutely right. So I think we've covered quite a lot today. We've certainly looked at the foundational elements around successful digital signage estates. We've also looked at how and explored how to unlock revenue streams with retail media opportunities. And we've touched on the ongoing development around advanced integrations and return on investment reporting. I think all of these things combined will really deliver that game-changing effect to your digital signage strategy, your store environment, and take everything to the next level.
Yeah, nicely summed up, Bill. Yeah, as discussed, we've touched upon quite a few different points today. What we're going to do is we'll send out a dedicated landing page link where you can access the transcript of today's webinar and what we've discussed, so you can really digest it in your own time. On that page, we're also going to have a downloadable white paper as well with some interesting stats just to kind of back up what we've discussed. And we're also going to have some more information on future webinars. It's a bit of a new series that we're looking to start. Because there's a lot of people that seem to be at that stage where they're exploring more about digital science and they're really interested in finding out more about how they can get the most out of it. So we've touched kind of briefly on some of these points. That our next webinar will be in October, where we'll be taking a deeper dive. It's more of a masterclass into digital signage, how to build a business case around it, how to get the most out of it. So I believe that will be a 2-hour session. And we're going to send out some cocktails and mocktails to those who are attending. So it's going to be a bit more interactive. But again, just provide a bit more information into the space. And of course, on that landing page as well, we're going to have a little poll where you can vote on topics that you'd like us to cover next. People seem to be at various stages along this journey, and looking to find out information about different things. So we're always open to ideas on what's more relevant to people at the moment.
Absolutely. Thanks, Adam. Right, we hope you found this session valuable. We'd certainly like to hear from you too. So please do share your thoughts, any questions. We'd love to start the conversation. We're really keen to understand kind of ambitions and goals. We think that we can add some key insights to your planning on this. And we've got a wide team of specialists with a national ops centre in the Cotswolds, so we can certainly look to support anything that you do and ensure that you get to where you need to go next. Our email addresses and numbers are on the screen on the landing page. So thanks, everyone. Thanks for your time, and look forward to speaking soon.
Perfect. Thank you, everyone. Take care.